DC Tram declaring a medical and cardiac progress notes on Jovan, J-O-A-N, Kekar, K-E-K-E-R, date of examination 123-2013, date of birth of the patient 8-20-19-22. Jovan Kekar, K-E-K-E-R, a 90-year-old white female came to my office for a medical and cardiac follow-up period. Patient at this time gives history of swelling of the legs and occasional leg pains, however denies shortness of breath, arthapnea, dizziness or syncopal episode. There was no history of chest pain or taking sublingual nitroglycerin period. Patient also denies palpitation period. Systemic review. Patient filled up symptom diary was reviewed and pertinent symptoms are noted period. I also reviewed the recent blood test which was done on 1/22/2013 period. Serum potassium was 4.0 and is within normal limits period. BUN and creatinine are 17 and 0.9 respectively period. Blood sugar was also 89 and is within normal limits. So liver enzymes are within normal limits. Hemoglobin was 12.9. The INR is 2.3 and is therapeutic period. Physical examination correction, allergies. There were no known allergies, period. Physical examination showed a overweight patient weighing 193 pounds, not in acute distress, present. Blood pressure today is 134/82. JVP was flat. Cardiovascular system examination showed irregular heart sounds. Heart rate is around 70 to 75 beats per minute. S1 is muffled. S2 is slightly loud in the pulmonic area. A systolic murmur grade 1/6 was best heard at the apex, suggestive of mitral regurgitation period. A systolic murmur grade 1/6 was also heard in the aortic area. Period. There was no S3 gallop, there was no pericardial rub. Respiratory system examination was clear. There was no wheezing, there was no clinical evidence of congestive heart failure. Abdomen was soft, extremity showed 1 to 2 plus pitting edema. There was no calf tenderness, period. Peripheral pulses are difficult to palpate, period. Impression 1, essential hypertension. Number 2, atrial fibrillation. Number 3, hyperglycemia in the past. Next number, electrolyte imbalance in the past. Next number, leg edema. Next number, venous stasis. Next number, overweight. Next number, arthritis. Next number, mitral regurgitation. Plan of treatment. 1, I advise the patient to elevate the legs and to use the jobs stockings and to be on a low salt diet, period. Next number, patient medications were reviewed and I advise the patient to take the warfarin 1 milligram once daily with INR in 1 month, metoprolol succinate 100 milligrams once daily, furosemide 40 milligram BID, lisinopril 20 milligram once daily, magnesium oxide 400 milligram once daily, Kalor 20 milliequivalents BID. Period. Patient will be reevaluated in 6 to 8 weeks time and on PRN basis. Thank you.